This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, when I was in medical school, one of my favorite lectures I had, and I've told you guys about this, was how we would look at art and look at these Renaissance pictures or, you know, pictures from, all the different eras. And you would look at the person inside the picture that the picture was about, the portrait was about, and diagnose them with something medical. I just love doing that. I'll look at a picture and I'll try to diagnose somebody. I don't know why I do that. I really need more hobbies. I just don't have enough hobbies. But what I didn't do is try to decide what medical condition the artist could have had and if that had an effect on his art. Well, a British researcher beat me to it because I didn't think of it. And he thinks that Leonardo da Vinci actually had an eye condition called strabismus, or what we know in layman terms as lazy eye. And they think that his lazy eye provided him a different sense of depth when it came to painting. And that's why his portraits back in the 1490s and early 1500s looked so 3D. Now, his specific strabismus is called exotropia. Exotropia is where one eye moves outward. So it's not in sync with the other eye. And I wrote a little article on this on my website if you want. And study author Christopher Tyler, who's a professor at City University of London and the Smith Kettlewell Eye Research Institute in San Francisco, states one of the things he is most famous for in his 3D modeling, in which he adds up to 30 layers of shading to get the subtle gradients. He said this is the kind of cue you don't notice if you have full 3D vision, but it can be more apparent if you shut or shut off one eye. So I don't know much about art. I'm really, really bad at drawing and colors and painting. I'm just not that good at it. I could paint other people's nails, don't ask. I'm not very good with art. But what I have, though, however, noticed is when you look at Leonardo da Vinci's works, they really seem to have this depth to them that I don't see in a lot of other paintings. Like I'm looking right now at the Mona Lisa. And what really strikes me about the Mona Lisa is her left hand, and we've talked about this. Her left hand has this bump on it. It's halfway between her wrist and the bot and her second finger. And she's got this probably 3 centimeter lump on her hand, if you look at the Mona Lisa. And so years ago, I made this little thing on Facebook, Art and Medicine, and I decided to diagnose myself some things with, you know, that I see with art. And so I think she might have had a ganglion cyst. We're talking about Mona Lisa. By the way, the Mona Lisa was the wife of Francesco del Giocondo. So apparently Francesco told Leonardo, will you please paint my wife? And Leonardo is like, well, you know, let's do it on the ship. And Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay, I was trying to make a Titanic thing, and it wasn't working. So anyway, Francesco had his wife painted, and that ended up being the Mona Lisa. And the Mona Lisa is considered to be one of the most talked about, sung. I mean, Mona Lisa's in songs. She's probably one of the most famous pieces of art. So She also could have had a giant cell tumor of the tendon sheath. But it looks like she has a huge mass on her hand, and that's not a normal bump. There's no joint that should be there. So I found that pretty fascinating. But the reason why I was able to see that is because of his ability to, draw those different levels. So I find that pretty fascinating. People think the Scream, by the way, was from Picasso. It wasn't. The Scream was from Edvard Munch. He was born in 1863 to 1944. And he, they believe, actually had mental health illness. Sister had schizophrenia. Father had depression. He had a mental breakdown, had drank a lot of alcohol. But apparently, they think that his mental illness is what ended up allowing him to make the art that he made. And so I look at, you know, artists like, you know, Mozart, and he was theorized to have bipolar. You look at Beethoven, who was deaf, you know, and you see how sometimes what could be a curse could actually be a gift. So strabismus, or lazy eye, affects 4% of Americans. Most people don't even notice it, by the way. Many people have it. They don't notice vision losses. For others, however, there could be a strain on the field of vision. And then some may actually feel double vision. So what we do is we may do glasses, prisms. Sometimes we'll do eye therapy. And at times, sometimes we even have to do eye surgery to correct it. We don't know what causes it. There's a variety of things that could do it. Brain tumors, strokes. But then you have some kids where they just have a lack of nerve connection with certain muscles of the eye, and the eye just doesn't follow suit with the unaffected eye. And so there's a variety of different modalities we use depending on what's going on. But I just find that fascinating. Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk about the caravan, and we're going to talk about a little bit about the upcoming election. I think we're just a little bit over 2 weeks away. And I'm getting a little nervous that somebody is going to be, I just see a kind of what happened with the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, something coming in and coming out in the 11th hour. And this caravan is coming, and some people think that could be a trap for the Republicans this midterm. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Politics just get in the way. Politics continually get in the way. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, by the way. And big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as you guys know, thousands of migrants, right, are arriving now on Mexico's doorstep after traveling from Honduras to Guatemala and through El Salvador and countries along the way as they head towards America. And we have thousands of migrants that people are claiming are, you know, trying to flee economic hardship, violence, unlivable living situations, and they are trekking to our border. Unfortunately, the timing is just a little odd. It seems to me that they are going to be arriving right before the midterms. Now, Donald Trump has suggested that this might have been a ploy. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of issues going on, right, in Central America, and I get why people want to come, but this sure looks organized. And so it's a little concerning because if we have refugees mixed in where these people really are looking for asylum, these are people looking for some safety. I think they're being taken advantage of with other political showboaters. Pompeo, Secretary of State, is now heading into meetings in Mexico City. He has messages for the leaders saying stop them before they reach the U.S. border. So there's a big question now, is Mexico going to allow the migrants to come in? And then if so, what will they do? So Mexico, I don't know if they want thousands more people coming in, especially since they have a lot of their issues. However, if they think that they're just passing through, and apparently many of these migrants are, from what we understand, swapping some of their Guatemalan money for Mexican pesos. And so if Mexico thinks we have thousands of people coming in just to be here temporarily, like tourists, we'll spend money in our country as they're going to the U.S., they may say, fine, go right ahead. Now, we're hearing stories that they are stopping them, allowing, you know, refugees a process where they could, you know, find safety, et cetera, and start going through that process. But there's a chance that Mexico may be mad at us and say, you know what? Just go through. If you want to pass through, just pass through. So apparently they're crossing the Suchiate River as we speak. It is an official crossing point. So they say in recent days, Mexican authorities have made a point of showing that they were stepping up security near the country's southern border. Mexican federal police released a video of officers arriving in the border state of Chiapas, some having riot gear. Then Mexico's government released a statement, according to CNN, saying anyone with a valid visa will be able to enter and move freely. Anyone who wants to be recognized as a refugee or as a beneficiary of complementary protection measures must do so individually. Those who do so will be held at a migratory station for up to 45 business days. Anyone who enters in an irregular manner will be rescued and subject to administrative procedure and, where appropriate, will be returned to their country of origin in a safe and orderly manner. Now, Mexican authorities said that they've also asked for help from the United Nations, their High Commissioner for Refugees, to process migrants seeking refugee status. Now, they say this is a shift from previous policies in which humanitarian or transit visas were issued, and migrants were given the option of continuing their journey north if they didn't want to seek asylum in Mexico. So apparently, remember this last spring, there was a caravan of Central American migrants across into Mexico, and then they ended up making it to the U.S. border. So this gets tricky. If Mexico does what it claims they can do, that could work. Whoever has a valid visa comes in. Whoever wants refugee status will be held at a migratory station for up to 45 business days. That clears our election. And unfortunately, the election is a part of this. It also allows them to do some, when you apply for your job, background check, right? Background check, you know, see if they're sick, kind of like Ellis Island type of thing. And then, at a migratory station, hopefully fed, kept safe, etc., have security, then start undergoing the refugee status, and then anybody who just enters illegally or through riots or whatever gets deported. That could work. Now, Trump, I don't know what our relationship is with Mexico, all right? He said that he was going to send troops to shut down the southern U.S. border if Mexico failed to stop what he called an onslaught. So we have trade deals, We have issues with the wall. This could be bad. Mexico, we have to see if they're going to crack or if they are going to control this caravan. And Mexico doesn't really seem to be have the reputation of being in control, as we see with the cartels. And so some people say, well, who cares? This caravan of people, you see children in there, let them come to America. Who is hiding among these migrant caravans? Who are trying to sneak in? There could be some real bad people in there. They have to be vetted. This is something that has been frustrating people. I mean, our immigration policies, it's not about, well, you know, we're worried about who's going to vote for who. We're worried about our national security. We're worried about our jobs. There's a lot of things that come into play. Now, Peña Nieto, Mexican president, from what we understand is a lame duck. He only has less than 2 months left in office. So trying to enter any international policy negotiations is going to be tricky. His predecessor, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, takes office December 1. Now, López Obrador had indicated that his administration would, quote, stop doing the dirty work for the United States by detaining Central American immigrants. And he would offer work visas to Central Americans. He said, whoever wants to work in our country is going to have support, is going to have a work visa. We are not going to attend to the issue only with deportations or means of force. So this immigration policy, immigration is now going to be the distraction from the Kavanaugh bump that the GOP got with that fiasco that happened a few weeks ago. And so we're coming up on a very contentious midterm. So we're going to talk more about some of the Senate races and, you know, House races that are up for grabs. Some pretty big, you know, Florida, Rick Scott is up against Bill Nelson. We have Claire McCaskill against Josh Hawley in Missouri. We have Dean Heller against Jackie Rosen in Nevada. And so this is, you know, there's some real tricky races, and the Democrats could take over the Senate. And they want to take over the Senate. The Democrats have wanted to take over the Senate for a very, very long time. And if anybody, you know, thinks, oh, no, you know what, let's just trust the process. We have to trust the process. But what happened a few weeks ago? That was one hell of a humdinger, right, in the bottom of the ninth that came out against the Kavanaugh Supreme Court. I mean, they were almost able to successfully derail the Supreme Court nomination. And it was vicious. And you had people, and I'm not saying it was actually the Democratic establishment organizing all this, but people who feel, you know, strongly one way or another seem to not have any qualms about accusing people of spiking drinks and orchestrating gang chain rape parties. These are some really big accusations that start to come out of the woodwork. And we have an election coming. And if the liberals realize, okay, you know what? I'm not saying the liberals as a whole. There's a lot of nice, educated liberals out there. But if the other side thinks that that could be effective enough to sway public opinion, what are they going to come up with a couple days before the election? And it might have to do with this immigration. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holding a campaign-style rally to support Republicans in Montana yesterday.
And in just 19 days, the people of this incredible state are going to send Matt Rosendale to the U.S. Senate to protect your jobs.
President Trump will be in Arizona this evening to try to boost the campaign of Republican Senate candidate Martha McSally, who's in a tight race with Democratic Representative Kyrsten Sinema for the seat being vacated by Republican Senator Jeff Flake. Turkish police are expanding the search for missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who's been presumed murdered. Unnamed Turkish officials say police believe his body may have been dumped in a forest north of Istanbul. Turkish officials allege he was murdered inside the Saudi consulate. Saudi Arabia denying knowledge of the incident, though. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Colin from Northridge asks, what is our senator, our Dean Heller, where is his stand on Obamacare and where is Nevada in terms of keeping him in office? And I have to have Dean Heller come on the show, and we're going to try to arrange that in the next week so we can talk more about, shall we say, I don't want to speak for him in terms of his stand, but basically Colin wrote a really large email on the quote-unquote back and forth that had happened. And Dean Heller, I like the guy. I like him a lot. Really nice family. He's up against Jackie Rosen, and he is our Republican senator, our only one, and he was appointed to the Senate in 2011. And he had originally not wanted to repeal the Obamacare unless there was a protection for Medicare and Medicaid recipients. And so he was one of the few senators that might not have allowed this to pass. He did, however, change his mind. And unfortunately, the GOP could not perfect any change or effect any change with the Affordable Care Act after John McCain, may he rest in peace, did the deciding vote. Now, I still wonder if maybe this was all meant to be. I mean, you know, but before we talk about some of these Senate races, honestly, when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, there was no way to fix it. You really couldn't fix the Affordable Care Act. And an outright repeal, even though that's something we all seemed excited about, might not have been the right answer, both politically and for the country. You know, I was at a meeting, a doctor meeting, where we were talking about politics. And there were some liberals there, which is fine. And they were talking about some of these narcotic laws out there, and apparently Nevada passed a real crappy law where, you know, doctors have to do all these things every time you want to get a narcotic, and many doctors just aren't even prescribing pain medication. So there's a lot of people out here in my state who just don't prescribe them. So you have a lot of people now that can't get their medication. So it's a complete cluster. So the doctors are like, well, then why don't we in the next session just repeal the whole bill? And I told them, I go, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Once a law gets in, once a law is there, it is almost impossible to repeal. Now, what you can do is dilute it and amend it and dilute it and amend it. And then later, once it's worthless, make a new one. But no one is going to be able to repeal a law that already has its fungal, you know, pseudopods or whatever the word is for it, you know, already has its fingers, its branches, its venom branches already throughout so much of the country. You can't. It's kind of like trying to defuse a bomb and cutting the red wire, the wires being all mixed up. So the only way you could really change, like in my state, this narcotic law or Affordable Care Act nationally is start breaking down parts of it to the point where then it becomes useless. So if we did vote to just repeal, we could have technically seen an implosion of a bunch of our healthcare system, because it was so much so fast, and the Obama administration worked really quick and put millions of dollars into networks and insurance company and subsidies and all that, promises, and you know, you expanded Medicaid, that's great, but that was supposed to be a temporary expansion during the recession. Once people got jobs, did we need to continue the expansion? And so, and it was designed for whoever got into office by the year 2016, it would be a mess if he tried to mess with it. So with Dean Heller, maybe he knew what he was doing. I mean, maybe we would be in a worse position if we had just blanketly saying, all right, repeal the whole gosh darn law, especially since nobody really knows how to fix our healthcare system. And the other thing, too, I was telling these other doctors at this doctor meeting, I was like, look, guys, you know, the Democrats always ask the Republicans, they go, well, Lynn, you know what? You come up with something better. You come up with a better healthcare system. You come up with a better way to stop the opioid crisis. Well, okay, let's look at the healthcare system. When the Democrats say, all right, Republicans, you come up with a better way to fix our healthcare system, we kind of now have two tasks. And actually, our task is almost impossible because you dumped all this crap on our lap with Obamacare that if we want to prove we fixed the healthcare system, we have to dig ourselves out of the Obamacare hole first. Same thing with the opiate bill that we have in Nevada. We have such a mess now where if we want to look like we're combating opioid crisis, to combat the opioid crisis, we have to go after the heroin coming in, the fentanyl being illegally distributed. We have to increase addiction centers, and we have to create drugs that help people through their addiction or treat pain that aren't addictive. But we have this mess right now with doctors leaving and doctors not prescribing pain medication, and you have people who are panicking now going to stronger off-market and illegal drugs for pain. So now, not only do we not have the opportunity to fix the problem that originally we had, but we are forced to fix the mess that got dumped in our lap. And that's kind of what politicians do. Do all this crap, and then you have to dig yourself out of the hole before you can actually start doing what you need to do. So when the Republicans said, you know what, heck with it, if we can't fix Obamacare, we'll just do a sidestep and we'll work on the economy. We'll do what we can do. We'll work on the economy. We'll tighten up our immigration policies. You know, if we have a process for refugees, we will enforce the process for refugees, allowing refugees to come. Keep our borders safe. We'll start boosting our military. And so the GOP started to do that. Now, I was hearing the news. Everybody says healthcare is huge. Healthcare is an issue. But until the Obamacare law dies, or somebody comes up with a way to reverse a lot of the mess, it's not going to probably be one of the first items on the agenda. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to fix. Right now, though, the jobs are looking pretty good. The economy is looking pretty good. Home prices are going up. So things are now. I still believe we are in for a storm with automation and, you know, these big retailers losing to Amazon. And, you know, there's going to be some real, real poop flying in our face. But, you know, certain things are going well. So Dean Heller is up against Jackie Rosen. Jackie Rosen was elected to Congress in 2016. And our state, from what we understand, Trump is a little underwater. 44% approval. Heller, they say, is at 37% approval, but I thought the numbers were a lot higher for him. This is according to Vox. That's a problem, depending on where you read. And so we do have a lot of Dean Heller supporters. But Jackie Rosen is a superstar in the Democratic Party. I met a really nice lady, really smart lady. So it is going to be a tight race, a very, very tight race. In Indiana, you got Joe Donnelly versus Mike Braun. Joe Donnelly was elected to the Senate in 2012. Braun, this is another very, very tight race. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently for the first time, researchers have been able to create mice out of two dads. Now, the mice weren't able to survive for more than a day, according to Life Science, or so after birth, but coaxing an embryo made from the DNA of two dads all the way through fetal development was still, I guess, a huge feat. The researchers found that it was actually a lot more difficult than making mice with two moms. They say the findings can help explain why mammals cannot reproduce with only a single parent. It also may help to explain why those animals that can reproduce alone, such as amphibians, are almost always female. So what they're saying is when they tried to coax DNA, male DNA, it was a lot harder than just doing it with female DNA. So, they say the barrier to single-sex reproduction, which is, I guess, something that has been asked for, it's in demand. The barrier, according to senior study author Wei Li, a stem cell researcher at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, is something called genomic imprinting, or the molecular tagging of DNA that regulates how the instructions of the genome are carried out. And so they're using something called genomic imprinting. And, well, that's what we call it, where I guess it controls the black box of sexual reproduction. It's according to Melissa Mann, a researcher for reproductive science. And basically, you get your DNA, half from your mommy and half from your daddy. But the DNA from each parent has these different molecular tags that are added during the formation of the original sperm and egg meeting together. These tags are instructions that dictate whether a gene is going to be active and expressed or if it's going to stay dormant. Now, with me and my husband, when it came time to genetically and genomically imprinting our little eggs, my babies, I was like, nah, you are not bringing in that gene. Oh, hell no, that's going to remind me of your mother. And he was like, oh, no, that's going to remind me of your mother. And I'm like, oh, hell no. And so on a microscopic level, we fought to make our two boys. And they're exactly like our mothers. So so that's how that worked out. Anyway, and it's good. It's good. We love our mommies. So they say you can inherit a copy of a specific gene from mom, and that gene with these molecular marks would enable it to be transcribed to do its function. But the same gene from dad would have different tags preventing it from being expressed. And apparently these tags have real-world consequences. They're crucial in early embryonic development. Guess previous studies have found that when scientists try to engineer offspring from two sperm, the embryo fails to develop. While the cells that grow the placenta flourish, offspring from two eggs in a developing embryo, I guess offspring from two eggs will result in a developing embryo, but the placenta may fail to grow. So what are they telling us? I think they're telling us that the easiest way to make a baby is a male and female genetic donor. But they're getting close to figuring out how to do male-male DNA and female-female DNA. So, they say there are genetic disorders that depend on genomic imprinting. Angelman syndrome is a neurological disorder. It causes intellectual disability and seizures because there's this mutation in a gene called the UBE3A on the mom's chromosome. When that same gene mutation, however, is passed down by dad instead of mom, it's a completely different neurological disorder called Prader-Willi. So what they're saying is if mom gives genes and dad gives genes, depending on who gives them, they may express themselves differently. So some animals can reproduce solo. And I guess we in the human race want to figure out how we can help same-sex couples procreate. Again, I'm very, very nervous whenever we mess with nature. Whenever we start to tinker around with nature, sometimes bad things happen. You know, I'm still not convinced that this whole Zika epidemic wasn't a result of us starting to play around with mosquitoes fighting malaria. You know, I mean, there are sometimes consequences of things that we do. And so I think we will be, in our lifetime, able to allow two male DNAs or female DNAs to create a baby. And I think overall the baby will have a healthy life. But I can't anticipate what sort of biological evolutionary, issues we may have. So, yeah, fish out there, reptiles, amphibians, they have been designed to reproduce solo. It's called parthenogenesis, when a female reproduces without a male. There's only one fish called the Danio rario, according to Life Science, that can reproduce with males alone. Now, researchers are trying to find out why those animals can, but mammals can't. So they started to create parthenogenesis in mammals. They use these mouse stem cells, engineered to have only one set of maternal chromosomes, like an egg, and then inject them into a normal egg cell to create an embryo with two sets of maternal DNA. Then they transferred the embryo into a surrogate mom to carry the baby. To create a viable embryo, the researchers had to, though, delete imprinted segments of the genome from the engineered cell. So they still had to get involved. They still had to tincture around. The resulting mice were normal. But it was a very, very experimental condition. It was very, very calculated. And they've made mice from two moms before. I guess the first time they did this was back in 2004. But trying to make mice with two dads was very, very tricky. Apparently it was only done once before at MD Anderson. And they created male stem cells with X but no Y chromosomes. And then they injected them into, you know, the female cells and to see if they could then form and create an embryo. The male apparently had a little bit more issues. What they did also was once they injected to the blastocysts, which are the early stage of development, then they let those females develop into adults, then mated those females carrying the male X DNA. It's a little confusing. But what they're trying to do is men have XY chromosomes. Girls have XX chromosomes. Well, then, will nature know if we take two male XXs to make a female? You see? If a female is XX, and females are made because they get the X from the dad and they get the X from the Y. See, the sex of the baby is all dependent on daddy. Because moms are XX. If dad gives a Y, it's going to be a boy. If dad gives an X, it's going to be a girl. Well, what if you take the two X's from two dads to make a girl? A little tricky. So this is what they're working on. And it's fascinating. It just, gosh, it makes me nervous. It makes me so nervous. Now, they say the mice didn't really fare very well. Successful births were in the minority. Of 1,000 attempts, only 12 live pups were born, and the pups were not normal. They were swollen with fluid, more than twice as big as regular mice pups. All of them struggled to nurse and breathe and died soon after birth. So Dr. Mann said, people are getting ahead of the science with this to say there's a potential that two males could potentially have a child. This is a very long ways off. So, I mean, it's fascinating to see what they're doing. It's just, I don't know how successful we're going to be. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.